Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is holding in Pesachim, chapter 8, Mishnah 8, last Mishnah in this chapter. Onen, Tovil v'ochel et pischo le'erev. And Onen, again, we mentioned yesterday, Onen is someone who had a relative pass away that very day. He can immerse in the mikveh and eat the Pesach at night. Again, as we mentioned yesterday, this is when he's not personally involved in the burial, because if so, he's going to become tame met from the corpse or the graveyard and be unable to bring Pesach Rishon. He'll be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Avol lo bekodshim, but we don't apply this leniency for other kodshim. So on a deraita level, we actually learn out from Aharon HaKohen and his sons, when his other sons, Nadav and Avihu, passed away, and Moshe said, why didn't you eat the chatat? He says, could I possibly eat the chatat today? Now today he was an onen, he's an onen deraita, but rabbinically they extend, we just had it in Parshat Shemini. We extend rabbinically this status of onen into the night, but for Karban Pesach, which is such a big deal, it's a karet. If we don't eat Karban Pesach, the rabbis relax that restriction, they should just go to the mikveh if they're not tamimet and eat the Karban Pesach. But for other kodshim, other offerings that can be eaten at night, we do not allow it. The Mishnah continues, Hashomea Almeto, somebody hears about losing a relative, but it happened a long time ago. They didn't have phone, they didn't have internet, so they might not have found out until after 30 days later. So he doesn't really have the real status of a mourner or an onen, even though he heard the bad news. The malokit said someone, there's someone who gathers bones. They had a minhag back then. They might bury someone temporarily in a local grave and on condition to transfer them to the family burial crypt, or on condition to later reinter them in Eretz Yisrael when it was possible. So here he's gathering the bones of his family. He's not doing it personally, or he's tamei met, but he's involved in this process, and it has a degree of sadness, of seriousness to it. Tovil v'ochel b'kodshim. He can tovil and eat kodshim that night. He's not really an onen deraita. And the Mishnah continues, Gershinit Goyer, Berev Pesach. Somebody is very excited on the 14th of Nisan. He's very excited to become Jewish. He's been studying, and now it's Erev Pesach, and he really wants to become Jewish this day, so he pushes through. He says, let's do it right now. Goes to the mikveh right then and there, Erev Pesach, and converts, becomes a Jew. Mazel Tov. Beit Shammai Omrim, Tovil v'ochel et Pesach. Erev Beit Shammai says, sure, he can go ahead and eat his Pesach. Beit Hillel Omrim, a Purish min Orla. Someone who's separating from his foreskin, meaning converting that day, become a Purish min Hakever. It's as if he's also separating from a grave. Now, what Beit Hillel is talking about is this person was not Jewish yesterday. He wasn't Jewish on the 13th of Nisan, and he probably most likely had contact with some form of tumat met. In the previous 7 days, the previous month, he probably had contact with tumah met. And now if we allow him to convert, and now he becomes a Jew, and he's capable of being mekabel tumah, he was not mekabel tumah before he was a Jew, he's going to assume next year that even though he had tumah met, he was in a graveyard or something, he doesn't have to become purified. So he won't realize that the only reason he doesn't have to become purified is because he was not mekabel tumah before he was a Jew. A Jew has a higher standard. You know, that we say the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Or the more, to put it a better way, the more sensitive someone is, the more easily their feelings are hurt. And spiritually, this is true by the Jewish people and Tumah. As we learned recently in Shemini, that the creepy, crawly creatures, the Shkatzim, Ramashim, these affect the neshama of a Jew. The non-Jews can eat these things, and the crabs and lobsters, everything doesn't affect them. But by a Jew, it affects the neshama. Very sensitive. So Beit Hillel is saying it's a gezeira, it's a preventative measure, because next year this ger is not going to realize that he has to become tahor from tumat met before he eats the Karban Pesach. So Mazal Tov, we are on to chapter 9, famously about Pesach Sheni, which we've talked a lot about. And if someone was tamei met, or we're going to see they were too far away, they bring, instead of on the 14th of Nisan, they bring on the 14th of Iyar. And we'll talk about that in this chapter. So, Mi Shehaya Tamei Ubederech Rechoka, somebody was impure from a dead body, or a funeral, or a graveyard, or he was too far away. We'll define that later. V'lo Asa at the Rishon, he didn't do Pesach Rishon in Nisan, Yasei at the Sheni. So do it in Iyar. Shogeg Neanos, he was, it was his fault, it was a mistake, it was his fault, or Neanos, or he was forced to not be there. Lo asa et rishon, he didn't do it. Yasei d'sheni, so he could go and do Pesach sheni. Im ken, lamin emar tamei ohay b'derech rechoka. So if he could do it, if he for any reason missed, even for shogeg, even for sort of accidents, mistakes, negligence, he missed the Pesach rishon. So why do we say, for example, tamei or far away? Shefilu she'elu patorim mehikoret. These ones are patur from koret. If he was tamei, he can't bring it. It's not his fault. If he was too far away, we're going to see it's not his fault in certain situations. Elu chayvim mehikoret. But if somebody, you know, could have done it, but there was negligence, you know, they slept in and they missed their plane flight, then they have a karetz hanging over their head, and they really need to bring that Pesach Sheni. And the rest of this parak is going to define in more detail the Pesach Sheni and some of these terms and how far is too far. Yashar Kochachem, be well.